Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Hey everybody, it's Sports Overnight America once again across America and around the world. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com. A different kind of show, and you can hear us everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps. I love tuning in. Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy. Radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in very warm Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll play some Barron Sports Trivia. Our guest, sports agent Lee Steinberg, and there's so much to talk about with Art Source from Galaxy Sports, attorney Laura Snoke, and of course, Mark Mancini may join us a little later this evening on Sports Overnight America. But major topics, they are everywhere. National Football League, of course. We find out that 6 months ago, allegedly, apparently, the arbiter ruled that, yes, there was collusion in the National Football League, saying that they wanted to keep salaries down, and all the owners got together and agreed to that. And then we don't find that out for 6 months, and apparently some of the players never found out. And I'm talking about the players' union knew about it, and the players didn't know about it. You tell me what's going on. We'll talk to Art and Laura all about that. And you can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com. sportsfred@AOL.com. Major League Baseball, of course. All-Star Game on Tuesday. Who made it? Who didn't? Max Fried is now out. Carlos Rodon is now in as far as the American League. And Juan Soto didn't make it from the Mets. And I don't know, did he deserve to? Early on in this season, he wasn't hustling a lot. So maybe that's the reason that the fans didn't go in that direction. Some of the other players didn't go in that direction. Maybe he's not well-liked. Maybe he is, but he's not on the All-Star Game. But we've talked about this before, but of the All-Star Games, in the major sports, the only one that a lot of us care about is this one. And I don't even know if I care about this one as much as the as I used to. I think that's come to a pass as far as that is concerned. Of course, in the 50s and the 60s, being a Dodger fan, and the National League had more African-American players. So I supported the National League, and they had a good streak. But nowadays, you can't tell me who won last year. Truist Park might be fun, though, because the ball does travel there. I don't think there's any question about that. We can discuss that. We can talk about the Dodgers. Tyler Glasnow started on Wednesday, went five innings, no earned runs. So probably be out in 2 or 3 weeks and be out the rest of the season. But just a comment, come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, ooh, where'd you get that dress? Or what are your makeup secrets? Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. And enjoy a sales tax holiday in Mississippi. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey everybody, back on Sports Overnight America. I'd love to have you join us. Email us at sportsfredadale.com, sportsfredadale.com. With Laura, with Art, Mark might join us a little later, but we've got so much to talk about. Let's talk about the National Football League. And Art, you played in the National Football League as a kicker for the Rams, and you find out, allegedly, apparently, the arbiter ruled 6 months ago that, yes, there was collusion among the owners to keep the salaries down and no guaranteed contracts. And if you were a player nowadays, how would you feel about your own union?
Not real positive, to be honest with you. But I've never been a proponent of the NFL Players Association since going back four decades when I brought to them a proposal to help guys who had CTE like Joe Delamalur. And they kind of looked at us like we could buy this land in Scottsdale next to the center out there. And the NFL, Tagliabue said it would admit guilt and proof. And, you know, I look at it very, very simply, Fred. When they start playing games with the players and taking away their money, not guaranteeing contracts, colluding, I mean, they're a multi-billion-dollar, almost a trillion-dollar organization. Come on, guys. Be real. You've got all the fans in the world. They're the number one sport in the United States. They get the biggest ratings on television. Just step up and be real. Even if you have to say, we're going to open our contracts or open our, you know, our books to show you what we're really doing. They'll never do that, Fred. You know that. So I'm real upset at him. I'm on the player's side. I always have been. And my $34,000 salary wasn't guaranteed back in 1980.
Laura, Raiders fan, lawyer, give us your comments about when you find out that maybe the players didn't even know about it and the players union did.
Well, as a granddaughter of somebody who was in the Wobblies, and for those of you who don't know, that was the International Workers of the World, which was a labor union way back in the 20s. I'm more upset with the collusion with the members of the Players Association, with the owners, in screwing the players. I mean, I get why the owners do it. I mean, that's sort of what corporate America does. You know, it's just par for the course for them. I mean, they're in the business to make money and they don't care about their players, just like most corporations don't care about their workers. But the fact that the representatives of the players colluded with the owners to take money away from their fellow players, Yeah, I don't know what benefit those individual players got from doing that. But that's just really disturbing. And then the fact that we didn't know about it for 6 months is pretty disturbing also.
All right, you're a Raider fan. Put yourself in the position of a fan. Is that going to matter to you as the football season is not far away?
Is it going to matter to me as a fan? It doesn't affect the game itself. You know, I was listening to some radio show the other day, and basically they were saying that the only thing that they think can bring down the fans' support is that something that impacts the integrity of the game, like a major gambling scandal, which we haven't seen in football.
This doesn't, I mean, there's no transparency. This isn't part of the integrity of the game when you've got a group of people colluding against the actual entertainers.
I mean, well, it just affects their money. It doesn't affect how they play the game, I guess.
And the name of the game is professional football.
There you go. No, it's horrible. I mean, it's just like the collusion that they blackballed Kaepernick. I mean, they blackball, you know, they collude. Isn't the National Football Association the only organization that is, you know, violates antitrust laws with impunity? I mean, they get some exemption from the, I think there is a case that granted them an exemption from the antitrust laws, which allows them to collude. So
it's grandfathered in there.
Actually, baseball has more possibility of going in that direction. But Art, you're a former player. You don't think the fans might look twice at it this time around, or it doesn't matter to the fans?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, there's other fish in the kettle here, too, we got to talk about. You've got streaming versus linear TV.
Yeah.
I listened to an interview the other day, you know, featuring, you know, the ex-vice president of the NFL who's now running the LIV, I mean, the PGA Tour Golf. They're talking about that's the biggest thing in sports. I listened to Goodell get interviewed, I guess, in 2029. All the contracts are going to be up for grabs. It's going to be very interesting to see if Apple TV, if your Netflix, which are already involved in the game, CBS looks like they might be on the way out, or Paramount Plus. So there's a lot of things permeating in this kettle of fish. And I'm wondering, you know, is the game getting to the point where they're taking the actual fan, the guy that works blue collar 45 hours a week, can he take his wife and two kids to an NFL game without spending, you know, what are we talking, $1,500, $2,000?
$400.
Yeah, that's the real question to me. And then, again, we have all those situations with the players, the ex-players who are coming down with CTE. The NFL has a lot of things they need to fess up to, and the lack of transparency in this situation scares me a little bit. It scares me in all aspects of life. Hey, Lee's with us.
You know, we were going to talk to Lee in the next segment, but let's talk to him now. Lee, of course, Steinberg, major agent, as big an agent as you can find as far as National Football League players are concerned. And, of course, we're going to talk about concussions, a new organization that Lee has begun. But let's talk about Lee right now with as far as what you found out about the arbiter and the Players Association, Lee. And apparently the players not knowing about it and the Players Association knowing about collusion as far as the owners are concerned. You're an agent, you're an attorney. What are your comments, Lee Steinberg?
So explain to me again what the collusion question is.
Well, 6 months ago, the arbiter ruled, apparently, allegedly, that there was collusion as far as Goodell going to the owners, telling them not to give people guaranteed contracts, don't give long-term contracts, and don't guarantee them for sure. And the arbiter ruled, yes, that did exist, that did happen. The Players Association apparently found out about it, but the players never knew about it. Now, Art was a former player, so he's talked about from his perspective, but as an agent, you must be going through the roof.
I expect that teams will collude with each other, and when it's in their common interests. And no club wants to give guaranteed dollars. This has been the whole movement we've had over the last few years in the NFL, where for the first time, first round and some second round rookie contracts have skill and injury guarantees in them. But it doesn't surprise me. I remember back in 1987, excuse me, 1985, the USFL died, and I was sitting in Hugh Culverhouse, who was the head of the who was the head of the
Buccaneers
committee. I was sitting in his office, and I had more first rounders to sign. And I said, you know, if you were me, where would you go? I've got a first rounder at Green Bay. I've got a first rounder at San Diego, and I got a first rounder in Indianapolis. And he excuses himself for a few minutes, and he comes back and said, well, if I were you, I would go to Indianapolis. So I have always assumed that clubs find it in their interest. It's like when you're talking about conspiracy theories, you don't need to tell wealthy people that they have the same interests, which is no regulation, no taxes, and all the rest of it. They don't need to be part of a new world order or an Illuminati to share those interests. So it doesn't surprise me. I understand why players are angry, and I understand why the Players Association is angry, but I just have the expectation that clubs will resist the move towards guarantees.
Laura, as one agent, as one lawyer to another lawyer, talk to Lee Steinberg.
I don't even come close to doing what Lee does, but no, I think to me, I think that the betrayal of the individual players that were apparently colluding with the owners who were colluding with each other is almost worse than the fact that the owners collude.
The Players Association.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back with Lee Steinberg and talk about concussions, concussions, and concussions straight away on Sports Overnight America.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@AOL.com, sportsfred@AOL.com, along with Art Source and Laura. Maybe Mark will join us later. And, of course, Lee Steinberg, Agent Deluxe. A story about Lee Steinberg I've mentioned before on this show. Before I'm married, it's 1988, I think, and my friend at the time, Robin, took me to one of her friend's house and found out that her friend had gone to Hamilton High School. And so I had a girlfriend when I was 9 and 10 years old named Rochelle Glyke. And I said, you know, Rochelle moved, so I haven't seen her like in a long, long time. You wouldn't have her in your album, would you? And so he comes out with the album, and most likely to succeed in 1966, Hamilton High School, Lee Steinberg. And they also had a picture of Rochelle in there, too. But the point is, has Lee succeeded? I think so. Lee, Hamilton High School is sort of on as far as that is concerned, Lee, huh?
That was a very special time because you had the most academic competition that I ever had was at a public high school, Hamilton High School in West L.A. And the kids were so motivated and so bright that Berkeley and UCLA and Bolt Law School was easier in comparison. And so, yes, I was student body president. And but those were wonderful times. Our big political issue was whether or not we could once a year eat lunch on the front lawn. That's how many rights players had. And remember, they still had dress requirements where you had no jeans, collared shirt, your hair could only be a certain length. And when we went to the school dances, they would get between you and the girl and put a ruler there to see if you had were way too provocative in your intimacy.
Watch those slow dances, you guys.
We used to have to kneel on the chairs because you couldn't wear pants, of course. So we used to have to kneel on the chairs and make sure that our skirt hit the chair bottom. If it didn't hit the chair bottom, it was too short. You got sent home.
Amazing what a half a century can do, huh?
All right, let's talk about concussions. And Lee, we've been talking about this the last few shows or many shows right here on Sports Overnight America about all the NFL players who are now retiring early, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, instead of trying to go 10 and 15 years. A lot of that reasoning is, I think, because they don't want to get CTE. They don't want to get hit one time too often. I read an article by Jim Alexander, fine writer for the LA Daily News, talking about your new group on concussions, your new organization, Protect the Players from Concussions. Talk about the concussion rate in the National Football League.
So I had a crisis of conscience back in the 80s. I was representing half the starting quarterbacks. They kept getting hit in the head. And we would go to doctors and ask, how many is too many? What should contemplate retirement? And they had no answers because the brain was the last frontier of medical research. And so much of what we know has only come in the last 15, 20 years. So I thought, well, what is the role of an agent? It can't be just stacking more dollars into someone's bank book. I didn't go to law school to send athletes down the road to dementia. And so we started holding conferences. The first one was in 1994, and Troy Aikman and Warren Moon and Steve Young and Drew Bledsoe all came to our conference in Newport Beach, and we had a group of neurologists talking about the state of the art, and we looked at it from a standpoint of helmetry and playing surface and how young someone should be when they play tackle football and a variety of things. We kept holding these conferences, and I've probably held about 30 of them. This year in New Orleans at the Super Bowl, we did 2 hours on brain health. When you talk about this subject, remember that it's not just the knockout blow. Every time a lineman hits a lineman at the inception of a play, it produces a low-level subconcussive event, a little bit of brain change. So theoretically, you could have an offensive lineman who played for 10 years in the pros and college and high school who had 10,000 subconcussive events, none of which have been diagnosed, none of which the player is aware of. They just feel stunned after the play. But the aggregate almost certainly produces the same effect of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, premature senility, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, and depression that it does. So I've called it a ticking time bomb and an undiagnosed health epidemic. And so recently we started a concussion foundation to raise money for more research and to treat at-risk communities and to raise awareness. Because look, if 50% of the moms in this country understand the danger of the connection between football, also hockey, field hockey, girls that head the ball, until they're teenage boys, you can play any sport but not tackle football. It won't immediately kill football, but it will change the socioeconomics so that only people from impoverished backgrounds will be play it the same way they do in everything else. So I call it the existential threat to football. We found two promising techniques that can actually, through the concept of neuroplasticity, heal a TBI, traumatic brain injury brain. One is called RTMS, which is magnets against the brain, which has been shown to restore neural connection. And the other is neurofeedback. And so there's some hope here, but I've looked at how old a young kid where the brain's at risk should be and come to the conclusion they certainly shouldn't play till high school. I love the fact that flag football is emerging as an alternative. The Ivy League and played last year with no hitting in training camp or in practices. They saved all the hitting for the game itself, and they dropped concussions by 40%. We got better rules on blocking and tackling, but remember what we're talking about, the brain, the seat of consciousness, humanness, memory, and what it means to be a sentient human being. And so it's not like any other injury.
Art Source, you've gone all the way up, kicker for the Rams, but you certainly played linebacker and offensive line and other positions growing up. Talk to Lee Steinberg.
What are we talking about again? No, I'm joking, you guys. Seriously, the most important thing in sports right now, and this encompasses a lot of different factors, is what you're doing, Lee, because you've got guys who give their lives basically to play a game they love, and then you find a league. And I mean, the National Football League has done wonderful things for millions of people. You look at guys like Warrick Dunn. You look at people who've made a difference in life for a lot of people. But the one thing that scares me is the future of the game. And while I'm excited about, you know, flag football and I'm excited about all that, the part that you described of linemen and being at USC in the mid-70s to late 70s and watching guys like Anthony Munoz and Brad Buddy and Clay Matthews, who played 19 years in the NFL. And then when you get a chance to talk to a lot of my old teammates, they're there, but they're not there. And it's the people that love them who are taking care of them. And they're not whole. Even, you know, Ronnie Lott, who I love more than anybody in the world, he knows that all those magnificent hits that brought the great cheers came with, you know, a price to pay. And what you're doing is wonderful. My question is, are you getting the help from the people, the NFL, the billionaire owners of the NFL? Are they seeing what you're trying to accomplish to make the game better and safer?
See, Artie, in a pragmatic sense, you can talk to an owner and say, look, let's put aside the human empathy of caring about a player. And just look at it pragmatically. And pragmatically, if you blow the diagnosis on a concussion and get it wrong, and you don't treat people, you could lose a key player forever. Now, there are a series of other modalities that can be helpful here. One is called hyperbaric oxygen, which has a recuperative effect on the brain. The second,
I think Tom Brady get involved with a little bit of that as well?
Yes, and everybody on this podcast should do it, because it is anti-inflammatory. It helps the brain. It supports cognitive clarity. There's stem cells. A process called Bimini, which is hoses in a tub that oxygenates it. There's red light. There's something called NanoV. And then the two therapies I talked about, RTMS and neurofeedback. So I'm going to teams and saying, look, if you want to prevent injury and prevent concussion, let's look at what we can do prophylactically before it ever happens to make a player less apt for this. I've met with helmet manufacturers, but the safest helmet's not going to prevent the majority of concussions. So, yes, I've been talking to general managers and owners on this issue for really 35 years. And look, my best allies in all this are the mothers and wives, because the players themselves, as you know, are in a state of denial about their health. When you try to talk to them about the abstraction of long-term health, what they'll be like when they're 50 or 60, they look at you like you're from another planet.
All right, back with more on Sports Overnight America.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, home essentials, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online now through July 18th. Not a rewards member? Join for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
This summer with Kohl's, you can rack up the compliments. Like, where'd you get that dress? Tell me all your makeup secrets. Or, ooh, my husband needs that polo in every color. Because Kohl's has what you need. Cute dresses, Sephora essentials, stylish polos, comfy kids' clothes, and more. Plus, take 20% off some of your faves. Yep, cue the compliments with Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends July 20th. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. See store or kohls.com for details.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All right, Takis fans, Wendy's knows you love your Takis Fuego chips. So we thought, why not make a Takis Fuego meal with a Takis Fuego chicken sandwich with spicy chicken topped with crushed Takis Fuego chips and creamy corn spread. Plus, it comes with Fuego fries inspired by Takis and a bag of Takis Fuego chips. If we add any more heat, we might start an actual... I told him this would happen. For an intense new take on Takis chips, gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's. Includes 1 ounce Takis Fuego chips while supplies last. Takis and Fuego trademarks are used under license.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new.
We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. We certainly appreciate Lee Steinberg giving us his thoughts about concussions and as far as what's going on in the National Football League, as far as the players in collusion and the owners in collusion and the whole bailiwick of things. But right now it's time for Barron Sports Trivia. Laura Snoke's, of course, favorite part of this show. She's proven it throughout the years. Laura, you ready?
No.
Yes.
I'll do my best.
All right. Ron Say, Dodger Stadium, they're either going to give a bobblehead or they've already given a bobblehead away for Ron Say, the third baseman for a decade for the Dodgers. He didn't end up in a Dodger uniform. Where did he end up as far as Major League Baseball is concerned? What club?
I remember Ron Say, of course. He was such a good player.
The Penguin, right?
The Penguin, right. right. I'm going to say Philadelphia just because that came into my mind, but I have no clue.
For some reason, you guys, old Dodgers who were spending the whole career with the Dodgers wind up with the Giants. I don't know how that works, Fred. You'll have to explain that to me sometime.
Well, he first went to the Cubs, and then he went elsewhere.
Yeah, I think he finished out with San Francisco, I believe.
Well, it was the same area.
Okay, so it was the Oakland A's.
The Oakland A's, he ended his career. Hey, by the way, talking about the Oakland A's, the old story is that Steve Sachs, it's 1988, I'm doing Dodger Talk with Stu Nahan. And second baseman Steve Sachs is a guest, and he's very gracious and everything. And then I asked him a question. I said, you know, Steve, the Dodgers just signed Mike Sharperson, so they're thinking of maybe putting him at second base. If they asked you to move, would you move positions? And he said, oh, I'll do anything Skip says. And I said, okay. And then during the break, he says, you blank, blank, SLB, how dare you ask me a question like that? I've been an all-star five times and this and that. So now we go back on the show and he's gracious again, but something I'll never forget. He tried to get me fired as far as Dodger talk is concerned. Didn't work. However, I've been watching the A's postgame show. He's the second guy. He is the color commentator on the A's postgame show, and he is doing one hellacious job. I mean, the A's are winning.
Really good. Can he complete the throw over to the next other announcer?
He doesn't have yips on the air, but no, I mean he's doing a great job for the Oakland A's. And by the way, you know our host, our friend Mark Mancini, I guess is not going to join us. Maybe he is, but they're sponsored by Mancini Sleepwear, the Oakland A's post game. So I told Mark before. When they were also sponsoring the Warriors postgame, I said, you ought to call Mr. Mancini up there. Maybe you'll be doing some work for them, you know.
So they got Harry Carey's grandson doing the games. They got Steve Sachs. That must be one heck of a tally. I mean, I got to listen to one of those A's broadcasts.
By the way, I think Rooker's got a shot in the home run hitting contest. You look at certain players. I think at Truist Park, he might surprise a whole slew of people.
So, Fred, did you ever think there'd be 65 major leaguers to play in an all-star game?
No, no chance of that. And, again, I used to love it. It would be the one I would never miss a pitch.
Me too.
But it's totally different. It's still the best of the bad ones, but it's still just the bad ones. All right. Are you ready, Art Source?
I am.
You're 127 years of age without CTE. Although sometimes on this show you must wonder. But anyways, on July 4th, 1983, this Yankee starter threw a no-hitter against the Boston Red Sox. July 4th, holiday, July 4th, 1983, which Yankee lefty threw a no-hitter against the Boston Red Sox?
Did he have one arm?
No.
Okay. 1983, lefty. I'm going to go with Ron Guidry.
Ron Guidry. All right. So, Laura Snoke, your favorite part of this show. Did Ron Guidry throw that no-hitter on July 4th, 1983 against the Boston Red Sox?
Maybe.
That doesn't count. That wouldn't get you a win on Jeopardy.
I didn't like that, though. That's
why I don't play Jeopardy. I don't know.
I gave you his first name. Would you have a shot?
No.
Leave
sure. Oh, if you gave me his first name, maybe.
Dave.
Gabe. Oh, yeah. I can't, you know, I don't, Gabe. I keep thinking of no.
Left-hander, Dave, 83.
A truck sometimes is called this. It's his last name. Starts with the name of a kind of a truck or what a truck. You know, I don't know anything about trucks.
Dave Pickup, Dave.
Mac.
Dave Righetti. Dave Righetti.
Oh!
You know, it's weird. You know, when I first saw him, I thought this guy would be a superstar. And he was a good pitcher. But, I mean, he only lasted 6 or 7 years with the Yankees, and he moved on. So, I mean, you know, he's got 100 wins or something like that. But, I mean, basically just an average major leaguer. Art, I don't know if you do remember him, but I mean, didn't you think he had great stuff? And
he did.
Yeah.
There was a pitcher for the A's that had Zito, I believe his name was, who had one of those kind of starts to the career where you thought, wow, this guy's going to be something special. But you never know. But I do remember the 83 season when Righetti did throw that no hitter. Because I was thinking, you know, you look back at the Yankees in those days, and that was a tough time for him. That was in between the championship runs. And they did have some good players. That's a great call. I would have never got that one, though. That's
all right. Let's go Baron Sports Trivia with Laura. We asked you where Ron Say ended his career. Where did almost Senator Steve Garvey end his career, Laura Snoke?
Losing the California governor primary.
Yeah. He got 40% of the vote. Hard to believe, but he did.
That's amazing if you really think about it in California.
Yeah. Laura, where did he end his career?
Steve Garvey, where did he end up his career? Not losing the governor's race. That doesn't count.
No, that doesn't count.
That's my best answer. Sorry.
As a ball player.
I don't know. Give me a hint.
South of the border.
Mexico?
Near Tijuana.
Oh, San Diego?
Yeah, the Padres!
A lot of immigrants picked up by ICE recently. Okay, the San Diego Padres, Steve Garvey ended his career.
And he took him to the World Series, I believe.
Yeah, true. Traitor that he was. Okay. 127-year-old Art Source. I saw Bill Mazeroski play second base for the Hollywood Stars when I was very young. Of course, he went on a Hall of Fame with the Pittsburgh Pirates.
So that would have been like in the mid-50s, late-50s?
I saw him in 57, last year before Major League Baseball came to LA. I was a little kid. And Dick Stewart was – anyways, Dick Stewart ended up first baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates. Mazeroski ended up at second base, of course. Don Hoke was the third baseman in 1960 when Mazeroski hit
Gene
the home
Alley
run.
Gene Alley is the name of the shortstop.
What was it?
Gene Alley.
Gene Alley. You say Gene Alley? I say not Gene Alley.
Oh.
Hall of Fame ball player. No,
and this was.
I think he's a Hall of Fame ball player.
This was for the Hollywood Stars.
No,
Pittsburgh Pirates.
The Pittsburgh Pirates in 1960 when they won the world championship when Mazeroski hit the home run. Who was the shortstop?
Was it Bill Verdon?
This guy was also a basketball player.
Wow.
In fact, an All-American basketball player.
Oh, and he just recently passed away, too, at a very, very late age.
That's how I got him up this question, yes.
Oh, my goodness, I know who you're talking about. Great guy.
Duke. Laura, you have any shot at this one?
No, but I remember reading about it, but I tell you, I'm terrible.
Real good golfer too.
Dick Grote.
Dick Grote, basketball coach, also a great basketball player. Yes, what a great, great ball player.
And the odds of, you know, being an All-American basketball player and a Hall of Fame, I do believe, baseball player. I mean, come on, there's 10,000 kids playing high school baseball. How many of them make the majors? 10,000 kids, high school basketball. How many of them make the NBA? I don't know. Anybody watching the Summer League? Because I haven't watched 1 minute of it. Art, are you watching any of the
speaking of Duke, I watched the first round draft pick the other day play, and he looked fantastic. I wonder, honest to goodness, what does Cooper Flagg have to prove in a Summer League basketball game?
I
don't quite understand why you'd, if you're the Dallas Mavericks brass, why you'd want to put a kid out there in that situation. Because you got guys that are playing real hard looking for that 10th, 11th, 12th man in an NBA franchise. And, I mean, they want to play. And, I mean, they might not take too kindly to the number one draft pick, but that's just my perception.
Laura, off of what Art just said, the Indiana Pacers indicated Tyrese Haliburton is going to miss all of last year with the Achilles problem when he had a calf problem going into that seventh game. And they said it was worth it for him to play. My thought is, I mean, it's their money or the insurance company's money is going to pay him this year for nothing. My thought is ownership of that team should have taken over and said, no, we want to win the championship, but we don't want you to never be the player that you were before, if God forbid you get this Achilles problem, because no player's ever come back 100% after that. I'll fight for that.
And how many have we had this whole NBA season?
Yeah. Laura, do you think the Pacers should have stood up and told the player? Were they afraid to? I'm not sure why they didn't speak up. Your thoughts, Laura?
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think that he should have played. I mean, a calf injury is a precursor to an Achilles tear. And I understand, you know, it's that same thing we were talking about earlier. The players want to play. I mean, there is no question Haliburton wanted to play. And maybe the coaches should have stepped in or the owner should have stepped in. But his career may be over because of this injury. And
good point.
And they seem to be kind of decimating their, they just traded Miles Turner.
Yeah.
So who was very instrumental in their playoff run. So I seem to be kind of giving up on next season for sure. But I don't know. I agree.
All right. We'll take a break and wrap things up on this rendition of Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. You can email us, sportsfred@AO.com. Like to thank Lee Steinberg, talking about agent Lee Steinberg, talking about concussions, talking about the NFL colluding and other such topics. Hamilton High School, most likely to succeed. Of course, a great sports agent Lee is. All right, we wind this down. I keep hearing, and again, folks, we're a couple weeks away from the trading deadline in baseball. Paul Skenes. Now, Mark's not with us, a big Pittsburgh Pirate fan. Laura, I wouldn't trade Paul Skenes for the next six number one draft picks in baseball, whatever team. You've got a fan base there that has nothing else to look forward to. Right now, they got a few young players that might develop. Would you trade a guy with the talent, looks like, that Paul Skenes has?
Probably not, but I'd like it if they traded him to the Dodgers, who could use some pitching.
All right, so how long does Glasnost, Laura, we just add one little bit this and go to Art. Glasnost pitched on Wednesday, 5 innings, no earned runs. He pitched okay. I predict within 2 to 3 weeks he'll be out for the season. Laura, how far do you think Glasnost will go in the 2025 season as a starter for the LA Dodgers?
Well, he doesn't have a good track record, not to mix metaphors, but we'll see. I mean, I'm just concerned about all the injuries to the pitching staff. I mean, it's phenomenal how many pitchers are on the IL, and now they've got a couple of position players on the IL. And it's just very, you know, injuries are always tough for any sports team. But
Hart, if I said August 15th, would you bet before that or after that for Tyler Glasnow being out for the rest of the season?
I think he's going to be okay. I don't think he's going to be what he once was. I think they may have rushed him back a little bit. But I think the Dodgers and Friedman are going to make a move here in the next 10 days. I think you've got some Marlin pitchers that they're looking at. I think you got Seth Lugo in Kansas City that they're looking at.
Hang on. Sally Alcantara of Miami has got an ERA of over 6. Why would you want him?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I think you can get him on the cheap because they're paying him a lot of money.
Yes.
And Miami does have some fiscal problems. So I think that would maybe solve two problems with once. And we know the Dodgers are flush. I mean, they create money. They got a money tree growing right there at Chavez Ravine. And they need the pitching. I mean, you know, we can talk about it. They're going to play the Giants this weekend. It's going to be a great series. But, you know, they're scuffling right now. And they need to get back on the beam. And for them to go through as many pitchers as they've gone through in the last year and a half, Fred, I mean, what are we looking at, 22, 23 different starters?
It's been unbelievable. All right, we'll take a wrap-up time right here on Sports Overnight America. For Art, for Laura, for For Mario, I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.